Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hello, Zach. This is John Mark Jones calling.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I've had better days, but I'm still kicking, you know.
What can I do for you?
I received an ad, you know, let's call it what it is, in the mail.
Uh-huh.
But I did read it, and I'm just calling to get some more details on a Flex Funds account?
Yes. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code on that mailer?
Yep.
Can you read that off to me? I'm ready when you are.
2311.
2311.
3701.
Okay, 3701. Okay.
0030.
30, okay.
4699.
4699. Just bear with me a second here. I'll pull up your file and just want to verify some information that we have on file for you, okay?
Sure.
One second here. Computer must know it's Friday. So I'm speaking with Mark, correct?
Sorry?
This is Mark I'm speaking with, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what is the best number in case we get disconnected that I can reach back out to you on?
Our office number is 484.
484. 285.
0240.
0240. Okay, one second here. And then you are the owner, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right. First name is Mark here. Gotcha.
Well, my full name is John Mark Jones.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Okay, got that. Okay, and I just want to verify a little bit of information here. Are you still currently at 5974 North Bath Boulevard?
No, we moved.
Okay, what's that new address?
It's 559 Greystone Drive.
Is it G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y?
A-Y.
A-Y, okay.
S-T-O-N-E Drive.
Greystone Drive.
And that's in Cherryville, PA.
Cherryville, okay.
That's actually where you mailed it.
Oh, wow. We had something different here, which is very bizarre. And then what is the billing zip code over there in Cherryville?
18035.
18035. And then, and what's the time you've been in business?
How many years is it? 1981. So.
1981. And then the business classification, is this a C-Corp, an S-Corp, an LLC?
An S-Corp.
S-Corp, great. Okay, so what you received was an offer for financing. We have a plethora of programs. If you tell me what you're looking to do, your specific needs, I'll guide you in the right direction and see if we can have a program that's a good fit for you.
Well, I've got an immediate need.
Okay.
For purchasing a piece of equipment for a customer of ours.
Great. Is a piece of
capital to do that? I'm sorry.
Okay. And then what was that piece of equipment that you need to pick up?
It's an oil-free diesel-powered compressor.
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of cool. Is this an industrial one? I used to do a lot of finished carpentry stuff, so I'm familiar with compressors. This is one of the larger stationary ones that you would have, in a workshop or something, correct?
Oh, this is a housed unit. It's about 22 feet long.
Oh yeah, that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And then what would that set you back? Is it going to be new or used or?
It's used. New.
Okay.
I don't think anybody. Well, I don't know how people afford them.
Right.
it's right around 170,000.
170. Okay. And so you said you're purchasing this for a client. What what exactly do you guys do, or I'm just if you could enlighten me on what's going on with that situation?
We're a little bit of everything. My wise guy answer to that is anything for a buck as long as it's legal.
I like that.
We have no customers in the United States.
Okay.
They're all people that come to us, construction companies, mining companies, different people from different industries, looking for a particular way to solve a problem or a particular piece of equipment or spare parts or wherever it might happen to be.
Okay.
We try to solve their problem.
Okay.
And make a profit at the same time.
That sounds very interesting. So your clients are based all over the country. Then
they're all over the world.
All over the world. Wow. Okay. Alrighty. And then, quick question: where would this this generator where would this be going?
It would be going to Bolivia.
Bolivia. Okay. So this is an interesting.
It's right now sitting in the United Kingdom.
Sitting in the UK. Okay.
Right.
Okay. This is a new situation for me.
I can finance a good portion of it myself, but I need to get, you know, the rest.
Okay. So are you familiar with working capital and how that works? We actually do have two programs here. We have an equipment financing program, and then we have a working capital program. The equipment financing is a traditional loan, 2 to 5 years, rates start in the low single digits, monthly payment. And then we have working capital, which sounds like that you were looking into, which is, a shorter term based program that's based off of the sales of your business from the year previous. Would you happen to know what your gross annual sales were last year?
I don't. I haven't gotten those things back from the accountant yet.
Okay. Maybe like a ballpark, because we're able to land 10 to 15% off of your sales from the year previous.
I think we were around 600,000.
600. Okay. 600,000. So based upon that, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it, good, fair?
Oh, we have very good credit. Yeah.
Excellent credit. Okay. So well above 700, you would say?
My wife and I had to buy a car. Our car crapped out on us, unfortunately. We had to buy a car not long ago, and the dealer, I didn't want to plunk down a whole bunch of money. And the dealer said, you guys obviously pay your bills.
Yeah, they were probably bummed out on that they couldn't make an extra buck off you.
Yeah, probably.
So, based off that number, we could make upwards of 90,000 available to you. That'd be the higher side of, the 15% of the 600,000 that you had, guesstimated. So what
if we wanted to do something in the 60,000 to 75,000 range, it would be workable.
Definitely feasible. Definitely feasible. And so with these programs, it's a shorter term program than your traditional loan. So they're typically 6 to 24 months in length. And there's daily, weekly, and monthly payback options. Typically, first-time customers, it's either a daily or a weekly option. So I'm just trying to figure out, what would be more beneficial to you as a business? Would a monthly payment at like our traditional loan of equipment financing?
Yeah, a monthly payment would be much better because our cash flow is up and down all the time. So if I knew there was a monthly payment coming along, I could plan better for it.
Okay, and then a weekly payment would be out of the question as well, just because you said it's kind of an up and down thing as the month progresses.
It could possibly be doable, but not preferable.
Okay, yeah, we definitely do not want to create a burden for your business in any way. So it sounds like equipment financing would be the better option for you, cash flow wise, and being able to finance the entire piece of equipment there. And there is an early payoff as well. I think it's 4% of the entire balance. So if you did want to pay off the piece of equipment early, you could do that. And it's a very simple process. We have a one-page application. We just need to look at some bank statements, the first two pages of your most recent tax return. And then if you do have an invoice or a quote on that piece of equipment, those are the items that we would need to turn around and get you an offer inside of 48 hours. And if you like what we had to say, we can get you funded very soon after that.
Okay, so let's see. The quote on the equipment.
Yeah, you know what?
PO on the equipment.
Okay. I could shoot you a quick email here. With a
why
list.
Why don't you do that? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the most efficient email address to get you this information?
It's Windsor EQ. That's WINDSOR. E is in Eddie, Q is in Quick.
Okay.
@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Alrighty. And as soon as I get this out to you, how quickly do you think you could get this information back to me? I know that it's an immediate need right now, but as soon as I get that back, I can get the ball rolling today and submit your file to underwriting so we could, you know, potentially have an offer for you Monday.
Right. Well, depending on how extensive the information is that you need, I could possibly get back to you today.
Okay.
It is already almost 2 o'clock here. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm over here in Southern California, so there's that three-hour time difference.
San Diego, right?
Yes, exactly.
So
yeah.
But if not, you know, possibly over the weekend, if I can resubmit it by email.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. And, you know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any questions for me specifically regarding the equipment finance program or any of those things?
Well, I'd like to see what, you know, send the email and let me look at that and then do a little research and then
sure.
Get back.
Yeah, you know, it's a very simple application. It's one page. And again, it's just the bank statements and the tax return. But I will package that all for you and shoot that out to WindsorEQ@AOL.com. And I can have it out to you in about 10 minutes here.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And then, you know, as soon as you get that information back, I'll go to work for you.
Okay. That'll be great.
All right.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
I look forward to getting your mail.
Absolutely. And I appreciate your time today. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.